I don't know if you got. I'd like to hear what Fred and Courtney have to say about that.
I would too. And I'm just about to go to Fred and Courtney, but before I do, I need to throw a small side note into what you're saying, because I can imagine my inbox filling up right now with people saying, "I want to partner with Bob on a deal. Look, I found a deal. Bob, can you partner with me?" And I think just before we go any further, before we move off of that topic in the least, I think it would be good to address that, because I know what you're saying. You're trying to cast a bigger picture vision for finding a Bob, finding a deal partner. And you guys, address that for me, Bob, because I don't want to set people up here to be disappointed, thinking that everybody who has a deal that they think is a hot deal now can get your cash on demand.
Well, what I want to clarify is I when I partner with someone, in essence, I'm getting private money. I'm responsible for that money. So I am not going to part with those very special funds until I understand a market. Now, JP, you have eluded, and Craig's going to refrain from making any smart aleck comments about my problem of ADD. And trust me, there could be some real problems. It has come up a couple times in the past. Hey, Bob, I'm in, Florida, and hey, Bob, I'm over here, and hey, Bob, I'm over here, and I get all excited and want to look at stuff. I would say right now that until the timing's right, unless it's one of my target markets, and right now there's only three, Michigan, Vegas, and Arizona, unless it's one of those markets, I don't understand the market. It doesn't take me long to figure out. It's a pretty intensive ritual that I go through. There were a couple people at one point in L.A. and metro L.A. area that we kind of had plans to go down there and look at stuff, but we did not. And for me to go down and spend a week really understanding your market, and that's how long it takes for me to do that. I did that in Arizona, and I had someone ask me, how much would you charge for this normally? And my response is at least $10,000 to $20,000. Now, trust me, I'm never going to go to a market until I do some preliminary research. And I'm not telling everybody here, oh yeah, you want to do it, give me $20,000. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is right now, unless there are three or four people and there's certain situations and things are going really well in my other focus areas, I am just not ready to do that. And I don't want to do that because I don't want to let things go. I don't want to start juggling too many balls again. I'm at a great point in my life right now. But that's not going to last forever. I mean, I may be ready to move on to a new market in 6 months from now. But for right now, if one of you is in Wisconsin and has a great deal, my advice is going to be is, first of all, get all the training that you possibly can, and don't be afraid to go out there and find a money guy. And the way you find a money guy is to offer up being a partner. So, long-winded answer, no. But I always like people I'm always curious to see those people who are overly persistent. It's just kind of fun. I will tell you that people have sold me because they just will not stop asking me. And that's an attribute that I look at. So does that mean I want you to keep bugging me? No. It just means that right now is just not the right timing for me to partner with people in other parts of the country.
All right. I've got a couple of more market-specific questions, but I don't want to put Fred and Courtney off any longer, and we're definitely going to still have to set aside some time for some interactive Q&A. But let's go ahead and turn to the horrible Haugs, if I can use that name just one more time, because I like giving people wrestler names. Guys, you're still with me? Just making sure we didn't lose anything?
We're here.
Okay. Courtney, don't kill me for the name. Why don't we, Bob, I want to invite you to be a part of the interview of them as well, because I know they're you guys are working closely together. They're students of yours. They're Kiss Flippers. They went through the Kiss Flipping training with us. What is your history in a nutshell, though, of trying to get into real estate investing? There's a couple of interesting facets to your story. I think some people here may be able to identify with. So could you recount that for me briefly?
Yeah, in a nutshell, we've spent the last couple of years kind of spinning our wheels, doing a little bit of everything, finding motivated sellers, doing seller financing, doing lease options, short sales, you name it. If somebody sold it, we've tried it.
Okay. And what do you guys do vocationally?
We're both in corporate America. Actually, okay. I'm exiting corporate America, and Courtney's on her way out as well.
That's right. You guys have some rapid success, a lot of momentum behind you. One of the interesting things about your story, correct me if I'm wrong, but and I hope I'm not divulging too much here, but you guys spent a lot of money, wasted a lot of money on your real estate investing education, I should say. And I'm not saying it was all wasted, but it certainly didn't seem like it was whatever you invested in. And I'm not asking you to be specific, but it didn't meet the mark for you. Is that right?
I'll tell you, the last estimate I came up with was right around $35,000.
What was that journey like for you? I mean, as you guys went through that, I can tell you, I went through a lot of stuff before I finally found my niche. And that's pretty normal for people to try a few different things before you finally find something. But I didn't invest that much money, and that's got to sting.
Yeah, you know, it did. And I think what made it sting more is unlike a lot of people who buy a course and stick it on the shelf and then sell it on eBay two years later, we actually executed. We took action on everything we got our hands on. But, you know, when someone's selling, 100 ways to find motivated sellers, well, you don't need 100 ways. Really, the top one or two will do just fine, you know. But there's just so much information, and you become so overwhelmed, and you get off a couple of wholesale deals, and then you sit back and you look at the money you've spent and the time you've spent, and it's like, wow, it feels like minimum wage.
That's true. Well, describe what you're doing right now. Give us a snapshot of where you are, what's going on.
We actually pulled into Phoenix about an hour and a half ago, and we are kiss flipping start to finish. It has changed our life, and that's not a commercial. It absolutely has. I mean, like I said, we've been spinning our wheels for a couple years, and you know, anybody on this call, I mean, whatever you're doing for a living, if you're not in control, your job is not safe. I mean, look across the country. There's companies shutting down. There's mergers. The purpose of a merger is obviously to combine resources, streamline operations. I mean, I was reading the paper yesterday, and there's cities across the nation who are actually laying off police officers and teachers. So if you aren't in control, you better be. You better create a plan B, because plan B is going to have to become plan A at some point. Because the days of right after the Depression where, you know, you get a job and you stay there for 40 years, those days are over. They are over.
Okay, so you guys are doing your basically textbook kiss flipping model, but there's still going to be a number of people here who don't really quite grasp what that is. So make it very specific for me. Pretend I don't really even know what that means, and explain to me with as many specifics as you can, like the last deals that you're working on. Just take a slice out of the most recent history. Take me from acquisition forward.
It goes back to what Bob said initially. You're looking for deals with minimum repairs that you can sell for maximum profit, and you're basically wholesaling to homeowners.
Our most recent deal that we picked up was a lender-owned property in pretty good shape. I remember we had just left. We had came into Phoenix the very first time. We had just left, and Bob was still here, so we sent Bob over there. And he was pretty excited about this deal as well. It's a four-bedroom, three-bathroom with a pool in good shape. However, you know, it's a lender-owned property. It probably didn't smell too good inside and needed some paint, and the pool needed to be filled up. So we picked that one up relatively cheap, and we're going to relist that probably on Friday. We're probably going to list that for about $75,000 to $80,000 higher than we purchased it for. So that is the textbook kiss flipping. We found the property at a good price. It didn't need too much, and we are going to relist that for the homeowner retail buyer. So
Let me ask both, and, you know, I don't know if you both want to answer, but Fred and Courtney, I know the answer to this, but tell me what you – I got a couple of questions, but tell me – you attended my boot camp in Vegas. What was it, in April?
Actually, May.
It was in May. And, you know, we went through stuff and we were talking, and tell me what you think – because there's a lot of people that have gotten kiss flipping. Now, mind you, the whole world doesn't have it, and it's not like we've been really aggressive trying to push this the kiss flipping opportunity and people to buy the webinars and those type of things. But tell me what you think makes you different from all the people who heard the exact same information.
Wow, you know, it really comes down to, number one, believing in yourself. Number two, you have to believe in Bob and Bob's model without a doubt. And number three, you have to take action, hands down.
And I just want to elaborate on that just a little bit. You guys get how much vacation a year?
2 weeks.
What, 2 weeks? The standard corporate 2 weeks. And I was getting ready to do my first trip down to Arizona because Fred and Courtney were bringing me deals left and right. And I not only did I want to go down there and see what they were doing in person, but I actually wanted to look at some other parts of the market. And one thing that I found real interesting is I saw them. They were leaving, and I was coming into town, and they were on their way up to Vegas, and I kind of said, well, you know, how's your time been, and how's your trip? And they said, oh, we're supposed to be at work right now. And they were trying to do whatever they had to do to avoid getting back to work or keeping the dogs at bay, is how you could put it. But they actually, and I'm not saying this to embarrass the two of you, but they took their vacation time to go down and to do nothing but immerse themselves in the market down there in Arizona. Now, let me just point out here, when we were at the boot camp, Fred and Courtney, what markets were you guys working when you saw me in May?
We had actually
Dallas, Texas.
So you were looking at Dallas, right?
Right. North Carolina, Florida.
I think, weren't you looking, were you looking at Memphis, too, or just those three?
Yeah, we had actually virtual wholesaled the property in Memphis. Made two grand, but if you added up the hours, it was probably negative.
I've been there, too. I bet Craig's been there, too. So, okay, I mentioned to you, what did I mention? I said, you know, I've heard some good stuff about Arizona, right?
Right.
And then you guys got MLS access. So from the point, how much time, and you know, some people may say, Bob, this is the wrong thing to be sharing with people, but what I want to try to do is demonstrate when you hyper-focus how quickly you can see results. But how much time would you guys, tell me about Memorial Day weekend. Tell everybody what you did on Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, we were chasing deals.
I remember that you had gotten access to the MLS, and I said, how'd your weekend go? And you guys remember how you spent your weekend, that whole Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, we were actually self-teaching the MLS. I think our shortest day on the MLS was about 12 or 14 hours.
Nice.
We were becoming MLS experts.
You were hyper-focusing on the MLS is what you were doing.
Oh, yeah.
So this is at the end of May. By the time the end of June comes along, they've got three deals, projected margins, and again, we're just starting to close on them. The deal that they're talking about, we bought yesterday. Yeah, we closed yesterday, or no, we closed last week on Thursday or Friday.
But we closed another one yesterday.
so there's going to be a one-week turnaround. And I just want to really hammer home that within about a 4 to 6 week time period from Boise, they were able to take this model, exploit it to no end, learn the market inside and out, understand the market. They were learning things that I didn't know, figure out who all the players were, figure out the strategy, figure out the margins, figure out the contractors, and they were able to do that while working, both of them corporate, up in Boise. And I just, more than anything, I want everyone to just, Fred and Courtney, I don't know if you guys want to put out your email address, but I just want to publicly congratulate the both of you, because there's no agenda in me saying that. I'm just fascinated how quickly you can see immediate results when you are willing to put the time and energy necessary. And what do I mean by that? I just want to say, you know, people ask me, well, Bob, you know, you make life look so easy now because you work, what, 5-10 hours a week on your flipping business. And, okay, that's true, but that initial upfront blitz, that learning curve that I had to go through, it's intense, it's focused, and it's strong. But once you take the time to do that, the work required is much. It's like you could pay the price now or you could pay the price later, but either way you're going to pay a price.
Well, it's very front end heavy, right? You go in,
it is,
and on the front end it's very intense. It's very, you know, we keep using the word hyper focused, and you pour just 1,000% into it right there at the very front. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's almost like when you immerse yourself in a foreign language culture. Rather than taking foreign language classes, if you actually just go to China, you're going to learn the language a lot faster when you're around people who speak nothing but Chinese, because you're so focused on nothing but that, and it's like you have no choice but do that. So this is what you're describing, is a similar type of situation for a model and a market. But then once you get it, it's like you got it internalized, and you're in almost autopilot mode.
I couldn't agree more. And there's not a better example than Fred and Courtney and what they've been able to accomplish in 6 weeks. Really, it's been 6 to 8 weeks, and what they've been able to accomplish in that time. And now here they're quitting their jobs. they're moving to Arizona. I mean, it's one of those things where people are like, yeah, that's great and all. I mean, the difference, what I want to try to highlight, just a few things of success, is how to ask yourself, how did you spend your Memorial Day? And if you heard of a wonderful opportunity, would you be willing to give up your Memorial Day? If you are working at a job, are you willing to take your 2 weeks of vacation time, go to a market, and learn it inside and out? Now, let me tell you, when you do that, when you're willing to make that type of sacrifice, guess how quick the rewards come. They're intense, and they're immense, and people step back and say, oh, well, it's because of you. You got lucky. There must be something. And I'm not saying, what makes me different when I teach people about kiss flipping is I'm not trying to hide the fact that there's going to be upfront work, that you're going to have to go through a learning curve. But by becoming the market expert, I would wager to say in the west side of Phoenix, you two probably know as much or more about the west side of Phoenix than people who have been there 10 years investing. In fact, I know it because I heard investors talk. We met some investors who have been there quite a bit, and I'm sitting there comparing the two, and I'm like, you two know so much more than they do. Because why? Because they figure out how to find time to fill in their day with all the other bullcrap that we have to fill our days. And if you take the time to truly learn how to become a market expert, which anybody can learn how to do, it's just studying the market, then the fruits are immense. And I call it the magic 10%. There's always 10% of people who, once they hear something, they embrace it with everything they have, they apply it, and within weeks, they're seeing results that most people take years to wish they had. And, again, I'm not, there's no reason for me, it's not like I'm trying to do that for the rest of you listening to have any other, feelings other than to just really help you see what has set these two apart, because a lot of other people have listened to Kiss Flipping, and you know, sometimes nothing comes of it because it's put on the shelf. It's another thing and moving on with life. And for the two, I just want to publicly congratulate the both of you. Quitting your jobs is exactly what I would have done. It's gutsy, and because you're burning all bridges behind you, I have no doubt that your success will be even more than it has been in the past. So again, just congratulations.
Thanks, Bob. Your support and your program has been invaluable.
Now, I got one other question. I'm sure JP's got some. Why do you think Kiss Flipping, the model of wholesaling to a homeowner, why do you think that's different than the other $35,000 worth of stuff that you bought? Why do you think that just makes it a little different? Because clearly you're both action takers. I mean, you both probably tried to apply what you learned before.
Yeah, we absolutely have. As Fred said earlier, we took action on everything, every program we purchased. The thing is there's a lot of there's a lot of fluff and a lot of minutia almost, and the KISS flipping program is keeping it simple. You focus on the focus. And the reason why it's working is because of the work that you've done. You've experimented in the market. You know what the market wants, and we're doing what the market wants. So, I mean, there's no way it wouldn't work. We are absolutely doing what everybody's wanting. You know, we're fulfilling that gap. We're finding properties, and we're still providing value and fixing them up, and that's why it's working. That's absolutely why it's working.
And it goes back to that old quote, I think, in the beginning of the KISS flipping program, or maybe it was on one of the free calls. It says, you know, focus an inch wide and a mile deep, and that's really what it comes down to. I mean, all those other courses, I was going to throw them on eBay, but we're actually doing so well with KISS flipping, it would cost me money to stop and take the time to put those on eBay. And I am not joking. We have three more deals in the pipeline, and at the beginning of the call, Courtney was wrapping up another one, and that's on top of the three we already had closing.
Yeah, talk to me later about that one. Congratulations, guys. That's great.
Thanks.
All right. I think just for the sake of time, I think we need to move into taking caller questions. So here's the deal. If you have a question for the current market, if you have a question regarding anything that the three of these groups, I'm kind of grouping the Haugs together there. If you have a question about, for Fred and Courtney from a newly successful but relatively newbie's perspective and kind of how they, you know, how they've been differently contending with things, if you have a question for Bob, for Craig in a different market, any of these guys, drop it in the question box now at the bottom of the webcast page, or if you're on the phone and you don't have the webcast in front of you, you can press *2 and that will raise your hand and I will see it and I will be able to unmute you individually. So you can press *2 if you're on the phone and have a question, or drop it in the box down there. While people are dropping their questions in, and I'm going to need a second to try and sort through some of them, Bob, I need to let you guys know again. I just need to reiterate, because I know I'm going to get the question about opening KISS flipping again. I mentioned this at the beginning of the call. We're going to be opening. It's closed right now. We've had a batch of students that went through, our charter students, if you will. Fred and Courtney are one success story. There's a number of success stories. I've got some case studies I'm working on that I'm going to be putting out in the near future on that, just to kind of spotlight some of those. The next step for us is to open the KISS flipping opportunity up to a new batch of students. We don't want to oversaturate the market. We're not going to go all super guru on this, but we do want to invite a new batch of students in, and we're doing that this Saturday, August 1st at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If what is being described in the KISS flipping model specifically resonates with you, if you're tired of, you know, a lot of overcomplicated, overhyped, hardly working real estate methods, and I'm not saying nothing works but this, but, you know, frankly, there's just a lot of bad stuff out there still. If you think you're ready to plug into something like this, a simple, straightforward approach to a market that's very focused on one thing that works really well right now, then you need to get on the waiting list. Because what I'm going to do Saturday is I'm opening the doors to the people on the waiting list an hour early. I just don't know what to expect. We're only going to open 100 slots. So as a courtesy to those who have expressed that they're most interested in this, I'm planning to open it up an hour early. Also, just like before, the same bonuses that we had, we're not going to be able to offer. You know, last time we opened this thing up, it was, I think, $297 for the first, like, 50 people or something. We've told you we were never going to offer it at that price again. We're not. Price point on this one is going to be $497, okay? Still ridiculously inexpensive if you compare it to the same type of stuff from some of the other people out there. And I'm not going to name names, but you guys who've seen the courses probably get that. $497 is going to be the price point. The fast action bonuses we're going to do this time, the first five people are, I just approved this with Bob this morning, Bob's going to do two group coaching calls with them after they go through the KISS flipping material. Not before. You got to go through the four core training sessions and the two Q&A sessions first. Once you've gone through those, the first five people who become new KISS flipping members on Saturday will be invited to those private coaching sessions. And then the first 20 people, Bob, you mentioned your boot camp earlier. I want to clarify, a boot camp, there's no big upsell on this. You know, the boot camp is not essential to the KISS flipping model, but there has been the demand for a boot camp, and they've been very well received. So for the first 20 folks, we're going to go ahead and give you a ticket to your choice of one of Bob's next two boot camps. And Bob, when do you think you're doing the next boot camp or two? Do you have any concept?
Well, JP, you have to be there with me because someone's got to do all the recording. So
the question
is now reflected back to you.
Well, I don't know. I guess we're probably looking at, I'm going to guess, September.
Yeah.
Yeah, September's the reason. We can't do anything in August.
That's back to JP because you and I have an event in September.
Oh, that's right. It's going to be a busy September. We'll figure it out. Anyway, first 20 folks are going to get a free ticket to that for $497 as well. That in and of itself will be promoting for at least $1,500 as a standalone. So no big hard sell. I just really wanted to let you guys know about that. You can't even do anything about it now. I just want you to, if you're interested, just go get on the waiting list. You can go to kissflipping.com, put your email in there, and you'll be on the waiting list, and you'll get an advance notice. The sales page that's there right now, the description page, is the old one. So please don't even look below there, really. I mean, you can look at some of the testimonials if you want, but especially the bonuses, those do not apply. I need to emphasize that.